Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ranting with us will make you feel better than a lap dance. And we're free.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, welcome back to Drive with Bob and Jeff. Wish You Were Here from Pink Floyd. The music today from Mark Powell, one of our listeners. Mark, thanks for your contribution to our show. Majority owner of Wichita Baseball, soon to not be Wichita Baseball anymore, Lou Schweckheimer joins us.
How are we doing, guys?
How are you, Lou? You're a regular on our show.
Yeah, you're going from the dark side of the moon over there on Pink Floyd to the bright side of Wichita.
There you go. I like that. Just came up with that.
I did. I could be on your show more often.
We'll have you. You're very quick. So this is obviously the culmination of a long, big effort. You got to feel especially proud today. I know there are more benchmarks to come, but sure, this is certainly a big one.
You know what, Bob? This is the culmination of the journey. And as we said when we first met, it seems like years ago, it actually was, that this is where we want to be. We're in Wichita today because this is where we want to be, where we want to play, where we want to live. We want to enhance the quality of life. We want to bring pride to the community. And I think tonight is really that night where we get to tell everybody our story and show the vision and the genius of Todd Radom and our branding team. It's going to be something tonight that I believe in my heart of hearts everybody in Wichita is going to be proud to wear.
So what was it like at the end of this process of picking a team? You have two names left. One of them is Rockhoppers, and you have to cross off Rockhoppers to get to your
name.
Well,
if you've noticed,
that had to be tough.
It was tough because the closer I got to the little studio here, the more armed guards I had with me to protect me from you when you found out that it was not going to be Rockhoppers. We don't know that officially.
We don't officially.
No, you can't.
I might
say
have
that.
To spill the beans.
String me along a little more.
Go ahead and spill it. It is not Rockhoppers.
It is probably more than likely not Rockhoppers, no.
Too bad.
So, Lou, I am curious, and obviously we're going to protect this name until the 6:15 announcement. We don't know what it is. Don't want to know. But you have a lot of individuals here involved in this organization. You mentioned that 24 full-timers are here. 16 more are coming.
Correct.
A lot of families are moving from where they live now to live in Wichita, which is great. But not everybody could have been just ecstatic about this name, the colors, the logo, right?
Well, I mean, I tell you, it's been a very collaborative process. And the process, you know, Todd is an incredibly talented, brilliant design guy. But more importantly, he's an incredible human being. And so when you spend 5 minutes with Todd Radom, you understand that the reason he's at the top of the food chain in his profession is because he brings people together and he encourages debate. And when you think about Bobby Millett and Annie Life and the team, Eric Pedersen, Maggie, Jen, that were part of the branding effort, there was an incredible magic. And you fight, you argue, you debate, you get after it, and that's part of the process. And I think the genius of Todd is that he has an incredible way of bringing people together, trying to hear everybody out. It might be the dumbest idea in the world, most of which were mine. Maybe Rockhoppers the lone exception. But bringing that group together under one tent, saying, okay, we're narrowing this journey down to a couple of names, a couple of visual identities, and you know, at the end of the day, you want people in Wichita to be excited about wearing the logo, wearing the laundry, as they say, right? It's all about the community. It's about the pride of ownership. It's about everything that we aspire for not only the team, but for the city of Wichita. We aspire to be something positive, something that you bring your kids and grandkids to. We talked about this. We're here for 30 years. When I'm 91, we're signing a 30-year extension. And we want that logo and we want that design and those images to be timeless. And that, again, is the genius of Todd, because Todd has the ability to connect everybody. And it's not going to be a one-hit wonder. It's not going to be fashionable today and out of style tomorrow. This is something you're going to want to wear 30 years from now.
You're going to say so many good things about Todd Radom that he won't want to be on our show here in a minute. So let's hold it back just a little bit, for crying out loud.
So you mentioned, you know, getting a chance to tell your story, and I know a lot of people are going to speak. What are the main ideas before you unveil the team name that you're trying to get across here?
I think the pride of the community, number one, Wichita, you know, from the day we set foot here, everybody has been kind. Everybody has been welcoming. There's a Midwestern hospitality that is unlike any place we've ever been. But also, you know, you don't mess with Wichita either. You know, it's a gritty city. You're not to be trifled with. What I love about this town is you know where you stand. And there's an integrity and an honesty about Wichita that resonates with all of us. So I think from our perspective, to try to capture that in a way that is genuine and authentic is the most fun that we've had, because Annie and Bobby and Eric spent 300 days out on the road meeting in different groups, talking to the community, talking to different constituencies, hearing what they want to know, what they want to be a part of. And I will say this about our group. We're a lot of things, but I think we're most proud of the fact that we're really good listeners. And I think you'll see tonight that the culmination of being good listeners is going to be something that resonates when that comes up on the screen.
Lou Schweckheimer with us. He is the majority owner of Wichita Baseball. He has spent a lot of time in this community over the past year. Now, I got to ask you, knowing how you guys operate, you're going to make this announcement tonight. When is gear available? When can the public?
So the announcement will be at 6, and at 6:01, there will be a trailer right out here with more merchandise than you have ever seen in the history of mankind. So we're going to set a record tonight for the most merchandise on a rollout ever conceived.
You take debit cards?
You know what? Credit cards, debit cards, cash, IOUs for you guys, whatever you want. Whatever you want. Now, in all seriousness, yeah, we've worked. Bobby and Maggie and Jen and the crew have been in those trailers for the last month. The gear has been coming in at a steady plate, truckload after truckload. And one of the things we've learned after 40 years of being in the business, when you make the announcement, people want to be part of that right away. And so anybody who wants to come by the Sycamore store tomorrow, it's going to be open at 9 o'clock, and all the gear's going to be there, and there'll be gear here tonight. So we're not going to miss this. You know, we've got it ready for you, Bob.
Well, we look forward to it, Jeff.
What's the biggest challenge you've had to overcome? Because the stadium's coming along real well. You hired the best logo guy in the business. You got this event. It seems like everything is going right, and that would scare me. So has something gone sort of wrong that you've had to fix?
No, you know what? Everything's a challenge because you're on such a tight design build timeline. And I'll say this, and it goes without saying, but, you know, the job that Scott Sherry and the folks at DLR and J.E. Dunn, Schaefer Johnson, Cox Fry, PEC, and EB Construction, the job they've all done. I mean, so many people on the site. We had 280 people on the site today working 10 hours a day, cranking it out there. The pride of authorship, the pride of ownership. You see folks on the construction crew that this is really personal because they live in Wichita. They were raised and born in Wichita. Their kids are from Wichita. And they want to tell their grandkids that, hey, I built this for generations to come. So to answer your question, Jeff, I think it's we're adaptable. We roll with the punches. We don't get too high. We don't get too low. Whatever comes. We're going to deal with it, and we're going to move on. So we're excited. The challenges are just, you know, let's go 148 days to opening day. Let's be ready.
And you stole a little bit of my thunder. Tomorrow's November 14th, so that's 5 months from tomorrow.
Right.
You'll have a team on the field.
right,
playing at the new ballpark against my Memphis Redbirds.
Well, I will say this: your Memphis
Redbirds are Wichita. Whatever.
So we had the great joy today of walking Dick Scott and KJ around the ballpark, and you know, on the Miami Marlins perspective, they walked around that ballpark, and they like us were really proud about what we're going to be able to deliver for the athletes. The clubhouses are Major League, the training facilities, the medical facilities, the indoor batting cages, every bit of this building looks and feels like a Major League ballpark. So when you're a young athlete aspiring to get to the big leagues, you're going to come to Wichita, Kansas, and feel like you're in the big leagues. And I think that's a testament to the city council, the fans that are really excited about making this happen, and I think to our staff who have basically given their lives to doing this right. And so it's a big league ballpark. It looks it, it feels it, it plays it, and the joy that you see when guys first walk out onto that field takes your breath away.
Wasn't getting the sod down, wasn't that another moment that you just went,
oh,
wow?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you watch that green grass go down, and my old boss Ben Mondor used to say there's nothing like walking out on a ball field on beautiful green grass under God's beautiful sunny day, blue sky. It's Americana. It's like a little it's like Norman Rockwell painted this picture for us, and we have the great joy every single day of waking up and coming to work at the ballpark, and that's a sacred trust. And when your families come, you look at it and go, gosh, this is the heartland, this is Americana, this is the way the game was meant to be played on a stage like this.
Who are the players here today?
So we've got four of them with us, and we're going to have a surprise for you. We'll have KJ come out and announce them for you. But one of them, I will say this, Eddie Alvarez is a great story, because here's a kid whose parents are from Cuba, who grew up in Miami, who ended up with a silver medal in short track speed skating in the Olympics in Sochi. And, by the way, is a Major League Baseball player.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we won't steal their thunder. We'll roll them out here for you.
Great. Well, Lou, congratulations, and to everybody that's involved with this project with Wichita Baseball. It's an exciting day, and we're looking forward to 5 months from tomorrow. And there are more exciting days to come.
There's you know, the rollout's been so exciting, and Bob and Jeff, you guys have been great from day one. I appreciate the debate. As we're rolling out one logo after the other, we've joked about it, we've laughed about it. This guy got me in a headlock, pounded my head down, saying, "That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard." But
did I say
we love them for that. We love you guys for your passion, and I think tonight you guys will be jumping up and down when all is said and done.
Can't wait.
Thank you, Lou. That's Lou Schweckheimer, Wichita Baseball. When we return, we will talk to the aforementioned Todd Radom.
The genius.
He has the genius, Todd Radom.
Man, myth, legend.
Living legend.
He has designed the logo and some of the marketing for Wichita Baseball. We look forward to catching up with Todd after this. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.